Hi everyone, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. We're so happy that you've joined us today for our health article. And I have two very knowledgeable people with me in our studio today.
Hi, I'm Pam.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm Linda. And welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about health and about the kind of foods that you need to eat in order to keep healthy skin and also to have a strong body. Pam, what's your favorite food?
Well, to be honest.
Wait, before the article, what was your favorite food?
Okay, before the article, I would have to say my favorite food is popcorn. Even after the article, my favorite food is still popcorn, but in light of the article, my second favorite food is probably mango, fresh mango. I love it.
How about you, Joe?
One of my favorite things to eat, I used to really love spaghetti squash. Getting that in the States, cutting in half and making kind of a spaghetti squash pasta. I'm vegan, so the things that I like are a little different.
But you weren't always vegan.
I wasn't always vegan, but I've been vegetarian for about a decade.
Okay. And if you have been an advanced listener, you probably have heard me say this before. My favorite food is chocolate. But it's good for you.
It is, and we'll talk about it a little bit today.
And I think it's going to remain that way even after this article. So our article is talking about how food affects your skin. And we want to keep a healthy skin. It's a reflection of how healthy our body is. So we have this article is going to introduce a lot of different kinds of vegetables. Some you're probably familiar with and others. We don't really have them in Asia. I think they're more of a Western
food.
Kind of vegetable, yeah. There are a lot of things that can be substituted in Asia for them, and I know a lot of people, vegetables are very important here, and they're very important for the growth of our bodies. So let's take a look at the article. If you have your magazine with you, why don't you turn it to page 40 so you can follow along or find it on your digital device, and we're going to begin our reading.
Healthy food, healthy skin. A medley of foods can help to create a strong body and glowing skin. When it comes to veggies, variety is key. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans suggests not only that we get a certain amount of vegetables each week, but also that we get a variety. The guidelines specifically recommend that adults aged 19 to 50 get 1.5 to 2 cups per week of dark green vegetables and 5.5 to 6 cups per week of red and orange vegetables. This is in addition to 5 to 6 cups of starchy vegetables and 4 to 5 cups of other vegetables. The reason? Eating a variety of veggies means we get a variety of nutrients.
So we're looking at how healthy food helps us to have healthy skin and also a healthy body. So what kind of foods are they talking about here?
Well, we have a couple of different types because they focus on variety, but we also have been talking about dark green leafy vegetables as a major source, as well as red and orange vegetables, you know, bell peppers, that sort of thing.
Okay, so we're looking at a medley of foods. And usually when we talk about medley, we don't use it in this way. We think of a medley of songs,
right? That's exactly right. I like the word. I studied music, and you take songs in music, for instance, you take different songs and put them together to form one very nice composition. We call that a medley of songs. But here, the writer used this to refer to different foods, a medley of foods.
So, as Joe just said, it talks about green, and it talks about colored vegetables, and all different kinds. So we're going to take a look at them. And as you said, Joe, variety is the key. So don't just pick out one thing that you really, really like I like to do, and eat that, only that. You need to vary what you eat. And we see that we're looking at the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and I think this is probably pretty common across the world, actually. This is not just meant for Americans, that we not only get a certain amount of vegetables, but also that we get variety.
I think it's a good reminder. I really do believe that a lot of Americans fail
Oh, yes.
In this area.
It's called fast processed food.
Exactly. People are busy. People are busy around the world, but a lot of Americans rush from work. They might grab something from the store. They might get something to go, but not a lot of people like to go home and spend an hour to 2 hours in the kitchen preparing dinner. So what that means is they are using processed, almost completely prepared food or fast food. Many, many people do.
Right, especially because I always find when I'm cooking vegetables, just chopping the vegetables, getting that all prepared takes forever. You know, you'll see a recipe that says, this takes 20 minutes, except it doesn't do any of the prep time, which could take you another 20 to 30 minutes.
Right. I totally agree. I've been using some new recipes lately, and they'll always tell you what the expected preparation time is. I can double it for me.
Are you a slow chopper?
I am. I'm a slow chopper. I need some chopping hacks if anyone knows any.
It also says here that the guidelines specifically recommend that adults, I don't know why it's from age 19 to 50. Age 19 I can understand because when you're younger than that, do you need more? Do you need more veggies because you're growing faster?
I think that's the wisdom that's behind this. You know, you're a teenager, you require more nutrients.
Does that mean when you hit 50 that you stop growing?
I wonder if it means that we need less or more than these guidelines recommend.
I almost wonder if it starts to adjust the guidelines based on sort of different issues that you start to have as you get older, get into that certain age bracket they often talk about. I don't know. It seems kind of odd to me that it stops right at 50.
I know. I think that adults need would be good enough. Mm-hmm. So we see here, I was actually quite surprised at how little dark green vegetables people need. One and a half to 2 cups a week does not seem like very many to me.
No, and this would be the area that I'm probably strongest in because I love fresh spinach. And I will buy a big bunch of spinach or even a whole big bag of spinach, and I take it home and I put it with chopped garlic, a little bit of olive oil, but one big bag cooks down to maybe 2 cups, mm-hmm. maybe 3 cups. It really cooks down.
Right. So it doesn't take much. I also like to use fresh spinach in salads.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe.
Right. Spinach is another good one. I know in Taiwan, the thing I really enjoy are sweet potato leaves. That also falls into this category of dark greens.
Right. I think in Taipei, for people that are cooking, dark green vegetables are very high. I mean, you see a wide variety of them. And we're going to be talking about some that are not common in this part of the world, but I think it's covered by other vegetables mm-hmm. that are grown here, a lot of the leafy green vegetables. Because when you go into any supermarket or any wet market, that's what you see.
Right.
A majority of. So I don't think that this is a problem.
I think that's a great point, too, Linda. So if we read something, if we discuss some vegetable today that our listeners aren't familiar with, I think they can go into their market and easily substitute pretty much by color.
By color.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the nice thing here, because we're talking about color. We're talking about things that are visual and very easy to spot.
Yes. So, yes, and red and yellow vegetables are one of them. I think that tomatoes would fall in here. So just look for color and variety when you're shopping. And also it says 4 to 5 cups of other vegetables. So if you think that dark leafy green and red and orange vegetables has covered it, it hasn't really. So starchy vegetables, we usually think of like potatoes or something, but I think pumpkin, squash,
corn
is another
peas
good one.
Also fall under this. They have a larger amount of starch in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what starchy is, okay, it's in our vocabulary focus word, and it just says a white substance which exists in large amounts in potatoes and rice,
right.
And particular grains of rice.
And when you prepare your rice, you can see it as you wash the rice off, mm-hmm. and then you rinse it, you see that white liquid that rinses away. That's part of the starch.
Right. And a lot of people cut that out when they want to lose weight, but your body really needs some of the nutrients that are found there.
So, for instance, with starch, you know, you're producing, you have glucose, you're fueling your muscles, you're having good energy, it's great for working out.
That's why they often tell you, especially athletes, to eat starch before like a race or something like that.
Right.
Okay, well, it says that by doing this, by eating a large variety of vegetables, then you get a variety of nutrients, which is what we're looking for. Okay, well, let's continue our reading into the next section.
Recommended vegetables. Dark green vegetables. These include leafy greens served raw, such as lettuce, arugula, and spinach, or cooked. Kale, spinach, chard, and collards. Dark green veggies are high in fiber, vitamins A and C, magnesium, folate, and potassium. Red purple vegetables. Tomatoes, tomato juice, red bell peppers, red cabbage, beets, radishes, eggplant, and radicchio all fall into this group. Orange-yellow vegetables. These include carrots, orange and yellow bell peppers, sweet potatoes, winter squash, and pumpkins. Turn to these brightly hued foods for fiber, vitamin A, and potassium. Starchy vegetables. These include potatoes, corn, and green peas. These vegetables are higher in carbohydrates than other vegetables and are often thought of separately from their colorful counterparts.
So we're going on to discuss dark green vegetables. In this section, you're going to hear some that we were talking about earlier that we don't see very often in this part of the world. And a lot of these, do you like salads?
I do. I love salads.
The irony is, I'm vegan, but I really don't like salad.
I don't think your wife does either.
No.
Mm-hmm. I prefer salads over cooked vegetables.
Well, to me, it depends on the season. I love salads, but I really do like to eat vegetables cooked in the wintertime. And then in the summertime, I fill up on salads.
Okay, so, yeah, I think I'm the same way, like in stews or soups or something like that, yeah. So lettuce, I think we're all familiar with lettuce in arugula. This might be a word that you're not familiar with. It's just a plant from the mustard family that has green leaves that's used in salads. These kind of definitions we're going to see, you're going to go, really, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you really want to know what arugula looks like, you can, like, put it into Google and look at a picture of it. Look at a picture of it.
Now, arugula is fun because I often see it on pizzas. Really fancy places that do really nice pizzas will have arugula pizza. And it has a nice little spicy flavor behind it.
Right. So you don't want a whole salad of arugula. It's kind of like a little addition to it. A little bit of it goes a long way, so to speak. And spinach. I don't think probably most of our listeners here would eat raw spinach, but actually it's really good.
It's great in salads. It provides you, in place of the iceberg lettuce, the iceberg is that light lettuce that I've read has very few
nutrients. It's the round one.
And it's dark green, the spinach leaves.
The spinach.
I try not to ever buy that iceberg lettuce. I usually try to buy a different kind, some different kind.
Right. Iceberg lettuce doesn't have a lot of nutrients. Right. It's basically just water. You know, spinach, the other thing you can put it in, if you're into health shakes, you can also put it there, smoothies, that sort of thing. It doesn't have the best flavor, but for your nutrients, it's a really good method for getting all the nutrients you need.
So we see there are some dark ones, and then cooked ones, they recommend kale. Have you ever seen, I've seen it here a couple of times, but it's not common.
No, I have a hard time finding it.
And kale is, in America, it's kind of like the super vegetable.
Right.
I mean, these things go in phases in the United States. So everybody's been eating kale because it's so healthy.
It's true, but it's the one thing that everybody eats that they complain the most about. Actually, I like kale when you prepare it certain ways, but it is kind of bitter.
I haven't usually had it in salad, not cooked. I'm not a big fan of cooked kale, but there are a lot of salads. It's really quite tasty. It is a little bitter. So, if you go to a restaurant that's serving these kind of greens, I think that's probably where you'll see them mostly because they're imported. I haven't seen them even in upscale supermarkets here very much. But if you see a different kind of salad, I would highly recommend you try it. I mean, we need to have variety in our lives, right?
Absolutely.
And spinach and chard and collards.
Now, collards is a green that's grown. I live in the southern part of the United States, and the soil there is very good for growing collard greens. They're actually very similar to a turnip, loboa, very similar to what you would see here, the turnip or turnip greens.
So is it the green part? It's the green part of it.
It's the green part that you eat, and it's very healthy for you.
Right.
And also, Joe was talking about sweet potato leaves. Yeah, they're very good. But a lot of people don't know that.
Oh, I love sweet potato leaves.
Yeah, me too.
They're so good. And actually, it's interesting because here in Taiwan, they'll eat the leaves of it. In Japan, they only eat the stalks. They don't eat the leaves.
Right.
Very interesting. Different ways of eating vegetables.
Well, yeah, we ate sweet potato leaves growing up also. They're really good, and you can readily find them in markets and places around Taiwan.
One of the things here, so we're talking about collards. The nice thing about these sort of dark green leafy vegetables is, you know, they're high in calcium. So, for instance, as a vegan, these are really necessary for me because, you know, you don't have as many dairy sources. And they're low calorie, so you can eat them and not have to feel too guilty.
But these kind you can't get here, so you're talking about other kinds.
Other dark green leafy ones, yeah.
Right. And also we have chard here, so, you know, it's another one of those dark leafy green vegetables, and it just says it has a thick stalk, so I really wouldn't worry about it a whole lot. You can't find it here. And notice what these are all high in. This is just what you were talking about, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
High in fiber and what else?
So you're high in fiber, vitamins A, C, magnesium, folate, even potassium.
Okay, and folate is a B vitamin, so we need that because B vitamins are very important, and folate helps us to reproduce cells.
New cells. Magnesium assists the heart, kidneys, and muscles. And potassium's really good. It also assists in cellular function. But also, if you get muscle cramps very often, mm-hmm. you should eat some bananas, eat something with a lot of potassium in it.
Right.
Right.
And also drink more water.
Water is always a key thing. Proper digestion, you need a lot of water.
But also with muscle cramps. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found that if I get a muscle cramp, it's usually because I haven't had enough water. And potassium also helps with that. Okay, well then let's move on to red purple vegetables. And they're just giving a list here, you know. I think tomatoes, tomato juice, all kinds, right, Pam?
That's right. We see red cabbage. Now, we can find red cabbage
mm-hmm.
here.
Yes.
Can't we, Linda? Beets, radishes.
Yes, you can find beets here now, too, and not just canned, but raw beets.
In the market.
Right.
Okay, eggplant and radicchio. Now, I'll admit I'm familiar with all of these except the last. Radicchio is the last one on the group, but I've just never had it. I'm not familiar with it. What does it look like?
It's supposed to be another leafy sort of vegetable. It has some red spots.
Right. And usually I think you put it into a salad. I mean, that's how I've... But again, in Asia we don't come across that one very often, but I have seen it in some restaurants and some salads here.
One of the other things in this list, eggplant. You know, moving to Taipei, before I came here, I didn't really like eggplant at all, but the restaurants here just make it in so many different ways. It's so good.
I know, I love it.
It's delicious.
And it's quite different than American eggplant, the kind of Asian eggplant that we see. It's long and narrow, and ours in the West is more oval-shaped, thicker. But no matter what, it's wonderful. And we're on to orange and yellow vegetables. I think everybody's pretty familiar with these. And I see that sweet potatoes, winter squash, and pumpkins are under here. And earlier I said they were starchy. I still think they're starchy, but they're not under that classification. So it says turn to these brightly hued foods for fiber, vitamin A, and potassium. If something is hued, what is it?
Hue refers to a color. And mm-hmm. if you look at a color wheel of blues, you're going to see maybe 50 blues on that color wheel, and that means you have 50 different hues of blue shades.
Shades.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you want all these different colors because of the fiber, the vitamin A, and the potassium that they can give you. And then we have starchy vegetables. We introduced those earlier, but we've already kind of said this. They're potatoes, corn, and green peas. So I think a lot of people might be surprised by the green peas one.
I, for one, was very surprised. When I was looking over this list, I thought, oh, green peas, really? This,
mm-hmm. yeah. Yes. Oh, and I think they didn't put green beans in here either, but, you know, green beans are a very good source of minerals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that even though starchy vegetables are higher in carbohydrates, but they're still necessary, as Joe mentioned earlier, for energy.
Right. You know, energy, keeping an active lifestyle, you need these other starchy vegetables.
Right. Okay, well, let's continue our reading. We're now on the right-hand column on page 40, and let's read to the end of the article.
How to eat your vegetables. Prepare vegetables ahead of time. Steam a whole head of broccoli or cauliflower, or roast winter squash or sweet potatoes, and then eat the cooked veggies over the next 2 or 3 days. Snack on pre-cut produce. Keep sliced red peppers, broccoli, or carrots in the fridge, and pair them with a low-fat yogurt dip or dressing for a crunchy snack. Fix salads en masse. Mix a bowlful of fresh salad ingredients to last for 2 or 3 days. Experiment. Keep your meals and snacks varied by swapping out your veggies from week to week.
So we see here they're going to give us some tips on how to eat vegetables if you find it difficult to do.
Exactly. I think we might have touched on this earlier. A lot of people have trouble eating their veggies because they're not ready. They're not accessible. They're not easy.
We're lazy.
To get to. We're lazy. We're also busy. We're busy. So here are some tips. And the first tip is to prepare. Prepare your vegetables ahead of time. And I really like this because I do this at home sometimes. They suggest that you buy a whole head of broccoli, a whole big bunch of broccoli, or cauliflower, and steam it. Now, a lot of people in Asia have steamers, so this is easy to do. And I would also recommend going ahead and putting in your seasonings because that's going to make it taste even better.
Okay. And then roasting a winter squash or sweet potatoes, and then just eating them over the next 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. I know that in Asia we like to have things where we feel that they are super fresh, but once they're cooked, they don't tend to lose their vitamins.
Right.
Right. Go ahead and prepare it.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, if we learn to cook, several days at a time, and then it'll save us time, but they'll also be on hand and we'll be more apt to eat them.
Right.
Okay, and so what do you like to snack on, Joe?
I actually really enjoy snacking on carrots and celery.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll have a little box of carrots, celery, and then some nuts with it as well. So kind of chopping things up over the weekend and putting it packed away into the refrigerator.
And I like sliced red peppers. I try to keep them around. And also broccoli or carrots. So here, broccoli, I know people here probably don't like this, but I love raw broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And I love raw cauliflower.
I do too.
So I try to keep some of those around, and as it says, carrots. And then this is my husband. He never just eats them plain. I tend to eat them just plain, but he always likes some kind of dip. So it says a low-fat yogurt dip or dressing for a crunchy snack. Do you take a dip with yours?
I used to. I had to wean myself off of it. I had to stop doing the dips because you gain so many calories just from dips that the healthiness of the vegetable starts to kind of be a balancing issue.
Notice it says low-fat yogurt. I don't think there's any such thing as a low-fat dip. And then the third tip that they're giving us is to fix salads en masse.
That's right. This kind of goes along with a word that we studied earlier in the month, batching something. This just means doing things in a group, doing it all together at the same time. And it really is easier if you could go ahead and maybe mix up a big salad to last you for a couple of days. Then the key is it's ready for you when you're hungry and you don't have to grab something that's not healthy.
You have to be a little bit careful about what you mix together because sometimes some vegetables that you put in, like I would never cut up a tomato and put it in a salad and save it.
Right.
Because it's more liquid.
Right.
And so it tends to make your salad or your greens kind of
That's right.
Not what?
It's not as crisp,
crazy.
Right?
Right.
And it's kind of weird.
And so what you could do is separate your veggies into little baggies and then mix them when you're ready to eat your salad.
And I think everybody knows this. Keep your meals and snacks varied by swapping out your veggies from week to week. And this is kind of a good term to swap out something. What do?
You just switch it out. You just exchange one for the other.
Right. So it basically means just change things. Right.
Right. Right. So just like we've been talking about, variety.
Right. So what kind of vegetables do you like eat on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis, you know, again, I do a lot of carrots. Actually, peppers is another one. And then I'll kind of swap out. Maybe one week I do a lot of veggies, and another week maybe I'll do more fruits.
Okay. And what about you?
Broccoli and cauliflower are my two favorites, to the point that my husband is tired of broccoli.
There are a lot of good recipes, like even for broccoli salads that you can make, you know, like with nuts and...
Raisins.
And dried cranberries, you know. You just have to... Well, I think Google is very helpful in this day and age.
And you can find almost any kind of recipe online.
Right. So that's what I mean by Google is very helpful. I find myself actually going to Google to find out how to do things more than I do going back to a lot of the recipes I've used.
Me too. And I actually have quite a few. I have a big selection of cookbooks, but I rarely use them anymore. I'm always online looking for recipes. And sometimes I get recipes through the mail.
Through the mail?
Really? I belong to, it's like a cooking club. And so I get these new recipes, like 3 new meals per week.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, I think variety is a key here, and if you have a little bit of spare time and you're at all interested in cooking, I know we're all interested in nutrition and being healthy, that, you know, sometimes it's just changing things a little bit goes a long way. Well, we're so happy that you joined us today for our health article, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow. We're going to be talking again about Eat Your Way to Better Skin. It'll be by a different author than our author today, and it'll have some new and different takes on health foods. So we'll see you then. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.